Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. ACT with Love by Russ Harris applies acceptance and commitment therapy principles to the everyday realities of romantic relationships. Rather than promising quick fixes or perfect harmony, the book focuses on building psychological flexibility so couples can respond more wisely when conflict, distance, or recurring patterns show up. Harris is known for translating ACT ideas into practical tools, and here he adapts those tools to help partners move from struggling against uncomfortable thoughts and feelings to acting in line with shared values. The central promise is not to eliminate pain, but to stop letting pain drive unhelpful behaviors like blame, withdrawal, defensiveness, or people-pleasing. By clarifying what matters most in the relationship and learning to make room for difficult emotions, readers are guided toward more open communication, greater empathy, and more effective repair after ruptures. The book is positioned for couples at many stages, from early friction to long-term stuckness, and for individuals who want to change their side of the dance even if their partner is not ready yet. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, psychological flexibility as the foundation for healthier love. A core theme of the book is that relationship distress often escalates not only because of the original problem, but because of how each partner tries to manage inner experience. ACT frames this as psychological inflexibility, getting hooked by thoughts, fused with stories about what a partner means, and pushed around by anxiety, resentment, shame, or fear. In intimate relationships, this can lead to rigid patterns such as attacking to regain control, shutting down to avoid vulnerability, or endlessly arguing to feel understood. The book highlights psychological flexibility as the alternative, the capacity to notice thoughts and feelings without automatically obeying them, to stay present with what is happening, and to choose actions based on values rather than short-term relief. This reframes conflict from a battle to win into a moment to practice skillful responding. Instead of trying to eliminate insecurity or irritation, partners learn to make space for those states while still showing up with respect and care. The result is a more stable emotional climate, where difficult conversations become less threatening and repair becomes more possible. Flexibility also supports realism, accepting that closeness and friction can coexist in a meaningful relationship. Secondly, stepping out of the struggle, acceptance over control in conflict. Another major topic is the idea that many couples get trapped in a struggle agenda, a constant attempt to control feelings, control the partner, or control the outcome of a disagreement. The book describes how this agenda can create a paradox. The harder someone pushes for certainty, validation, or immediate change, the more the other partner often resists or withdraws. ACT introduces acceptance not as resignation, but as willingness to experience uncomfortable emotions and urges without turning them into destructive behavior. This shift is especially relevant in recurring conflicts where both partners feel stuck and reactive. By practicing acceptance, a person can notice the surge of anger, the impulse to criticize, or the fear of rejection, and still choose a response that aligns with the relationship they want to build. The book also emphasizes distinguishing between what can be influenced and what cannot, focusing energy on workable actions rather than rumination. Acceptance supports de-escalation because it reduces the need to prove a point at any cost. It also creates room for compassion, since partners can recognize that both are usually trying to protect something important, even when their strategies are painful. Thirdly, diffusion and mindfulness, changing the relationship to thoughts. Harris brings ACT techniques like cognitive diffusion and mindfulness into the relational arena, showing how internal narratives can inflame disconnection. In conflict, partners often treat thoughts as facts. You never care, I am not enough, they are selfish, this will never improve. When fused with these stories, people react as if the story is the whole reality, leaving little space for curiosity or nuance. The book highlights diffusion as a way to step back and see thoughts as mental events rather than commands. This can soften certainty, reduce blame, and reopen communication. Mindfulness adds the skill of noticing what is happening right now in the body, the tone of voice, the urge to interrupt, and the moment when defensiveness rises. With that awareness, a couple can slow down and choose to listen, ask clarifying questions, or pause before saying something that cannot be unsaid. These practices also help partners detect their own triggers and habitual scripts, which is essential for breaking cycles. Over time, mindfulness and diffusion can make intimacy safer because each person becomes less reactive and more capable of staying present with discomfort while still behaving with kindness and respect. Fourthly, values-based partnership. Choosing what you stand for in love, a distinctive contribution of ACT is its focus on values, and the book uses this lens to help couples move beyond problem-solving alone. Values are described as qualities of action that can be lived in any moment, such as being caring, honest, playful, reliable, or courageous. In relationships, values clarify what kind of partner someone wants to be, even when they feel hurt or disappointed. The book encourages readers to identify personal and shared values, then use them as a compass during conflict. This matters because many couples measure success by whether they feel good or whether their partner behaves a certain way. Values shift the measure to whether you are acting in a way you respect. That creates resilience when circumstances are hard, including long-term stressors like parenting, health issues, or career pressures. Values also support collaboration. When partners name what matters, they can look for solutions that honor both sets of values rather than forcing one person to surrender. The book frames committed action as small, repeatable behaviors that embody values, like making repair bids, practicing appreciation, or setting boundaries with respect. This turns growth into an ongoing practice instead of a one-time breakthrough. Lastly, communication and repair, turning ruptures into reconnection. The book emphasizes that strong relationships are not defined by a lack of conflict, but by the ability to repair after disconnection. Using ACT principles, repair becomes less about winning an argument and more about reestablishing safety and connection. Psychological flexibility supports better communication because it helps partners stay engaged even when emotions run high. The book focuses on practical shifts, listening to understand rather than to rebut, speaking from experience rather than accusation, and acknowledging impact without collapsing into shame. It also highlights how avoidance can be as damaging as aggression, and how values-based courage can lead to hard but necessary conversations. Another key idea is taking responsibility for your part of the cycle. Even when one partner feels more wronged, changing one side of the dance can alter the whole pattern. The ACT approach also supports boundary setting, not as punishment, but as self-respect and clarity about what supports the relationship. Over time, these skills make conflict less catastrophic because partners learn that ruptures can be repaired. This increases trust and emotional security, making it easier to be vulnerable, to ask for what you need, and to offer forgiveness when it is appropriate. In conclusion, this book is best for couples who feel stuck in repetitive arguments, partners who love each other but keep hurting each other, and individuals who want to improve how they show up in relationships even if their partner is not yet on board. It is also useful for readers who appreciate evidence-based therapy ideas and want tools that are practical rather than purely inspirational. The main life benefit comes from learning psychological flexibility. You become less controlled by anger, fear, or resentment, and more capable of acting with intention. That can reduce escalation, improve communication, and create more consistent intimacy, not because problems vanish, but because you handle them differently. Compared to many relationship books that focus primarily on techniques for persuading a partner or getting needs met, ACT with Love places equal weight on inner skills like mindfulness, acceptance, and diffusion, and then links them to values-driven behavior. That combination helps readers break cycles at their source instead of simply managing symptoms. It is worth buying if you want a clear framework that translates therapeutic principles into everyday choices, offering a sustainable path toward reconciliation, difference navigation, and a stronger, more respectful partnership over the long term. If you would like to support Russ Harris, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.